Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio at the 80 International Hard Exhibition in Venice. I'm Laura Della Corte, and today we are here with the director of Yurt Dormitory in Section Orizzonti, Nehir Tuna. How are you today?
Thank you very much. I'm amazing. I'm very excited for our premiere today.
Good. Actually, before we start with the deep questions, I have to ask like something about a song that you put in Dormitory in Yurt. Almost at the end of it, you have chosen an Italian song by Nada, that is Macfredo Che Fa. So how come that you choose this song? It was your decision or?
Absolutely. It's I still don't know the lyrics. I mean, I remember looking up what this girl is saying, but what is amazing about that song that when I first heard it, it stuck with me and I didn't know what it was saying. It's just like reminding me a lot of things, like unfolding one thing after another. It's just like reminding me my childhood, although it was, I never heard it before, but there was something to it that was calling me and reminding me all those moments. And I thought, that would be amazing idea if I can, you know, use this song. So that's how it happened. And from the beginning, a lot of people told me that maybe it's better to have like a 90s Turkish song, like pop song that reminds that era, that belongs to that era. But I was like, no, this is it. And this is how I, you know, feel. And I went for it.
Nice. I love Nada, so that's why I asked you to. And okay, so let's start with the deepest one. You know, one of the scenes that hit me the most in youth was when actually Ahmet tries to, you know, hug his father after that he cut himself and he pushes him away in a bad way, actually. Yeah. So what you wanted to portray in the scene, and is there, you know, this kind of distance between the family, something that was hard for you to portray, actually?
Well, yes, the father is expecting him to be someone else in this like new life of choices. It brings, he's trying to be an example in his community, and he forces his worldviews to his son and his wife. And the son tries so hard for a long time up until he understands that his father's expectations are nowhere to be met. And he decides to be his own person at the end. He decides that he is no longer willing to pay an impossible price to be to gain his father's love. And in that scene you were referring to, it's an intense moment, almost a climax, a fight between the father and son, that sort of like an irreversible moment. And Ahmet is a character who's been watching like soap operas, like he's a fan of Manuela, and soap operas come like with big acting, and you know, this like, so he envies this woman, he's in love with this woman, and then it's like I wanted that to be in a way a little bit more expressive than it should be. So it's like the father, like, you know, lets go of him, and then he kind of like you know, hits himself in the bed.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit overdone purposefully to have that moment to speak with his likings, his the things that he enjoys the most.
And in the scene when the father, you know, touches his cut, like at the end, is like for you it has the meaning that he's trying to understand his son, right? At the end it's trying to, you know, have a kind of sense of guilt, or is something that I imagined there? Because
absolutely, I wanted to remind the spectator to that moment with that cut, the showing, and with the little gesture. Yes, he's looking at his son and possibly thinking all those things that happened between them. And I would say yes, he's thinking at that moment, of course, and but also very determined to move forward in the way that he knows best.
Okay. So, you know, your personal experience in our religious dormitory, I think, has influenced a bit this story, maybe. So, Could you shape more about how your own memories and emotion have, you know, influenced maybe the story of Ahmet? Is there anything autobiographical? Or
yes, it is. I would say semi-autobiographical, and there were a lot of similar moments that I also went through, and it was just joyful to revisit those moments, the moments that made me who I am today, and it was just absolutely, you know, motivating and very, like, that's what kept me going, really, that I was able to do something that's very personal and you are opening your heart. And so it was like a therapy session for me. And it the development of the film took a while, and with the pandemic and all, it took, you know, it went on and on. So yeah. We went, you know, so we had a lot of time on the development and financing. So I had more time in development, which was quite fun and joyful, I would say.
Yeah. So thank you so much, Nair Turan, for being with us, the director of Your Dormitory in the Section Orizzonti. This is Laura Della Corte for Fred, the Festival Insider. Thank you so much. Thank you very much
for having me.
Very kind. Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.